Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, February 8th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Journey. Leading off today, we have some new tidbits for the Apple Silicon transition, courtesy of Mark Gurman at Bloomberg. According to a new report from Bloomberg, Apple is planning a new entry-level MacBook Pro with an M2 processor. The new machine is said to replace the current M1 MacBook Pro, which is the cheapest MacBook Pro Apple sells. Gurman reports that this entry-level MacBook Pro will not feature a touch bar, and it will also miss out on the newest mini-LED and ProMotion display technology. That same M2 processor is also expected to come to the 24-inch iMac, an entry-level Mac Mini, and a completely redesigned MacBook Air sometime this year. Bloomberg also reports that Apple continues to invest in the possibility of bringing Face ID to the Mac. In fact, Gurman says that Apple considered bringing Face ID to the Mac for the first time for the original 24-inch M1 iMac, but ultimately it decided against this in favor of launching a Magic Keyboard with Touch ID that operates wirelessly connected to the Mac. At this point, it's unclear if Apple has any plans to bring Face ID to a future Mac, but Bloomberg does speculate that the most likely candidate for this would be the upcoming iMac Pro, or maybe an external display, because bringing Face ID to a MacBook would be pretty difficult because the displays themselves are so thin. But again, Apple does have its newest Magic Keyboard with Touch ID built in, which is a great option for Apple Silicon users. In other news today, Apple has acquired a company called AI Music, which is a startup that had developed a platform capable of creating songs using artificial intelligence. The acquisition was completed sometime in the last few weeks, and the deal is said to be relatively small, but it does represent one of Apple's few acquisitions in the past year. Apple dramatically slowed down its acquisition spending during 2021, devoting only about $33 million to deal payments over the fiscal year. That's down from $1.5 billion it spent in 2020. At this point, we're still waiting on more details about how Apple might integrate AI Music's technology into Apple Music and its other products. The idea of the startup was creating royalty-free soundtracks using artificial intelligence. The soundtracks are dynamic and can change based on a user interaction in real time. So, for instance, one of the metrics that AI Music can tap into is heart data. So, for instance, AI Music could adapt to your heartbeat and change its music during the more intense parts of a workout. It's not hard to imagine a few different areas in which Apple could integrate AI Music's technology. This includes things like Apple Fitness Plus and Apple Watch, or even creating ambient sounds in real time with HomePod. But of course, Apple is usually pretty cagey about what it ends up doing with acquired companies and acquired technology, so we'll just have to wait and see to find out if AI Music's technology ends up making its way to any future Apple Music features. We are sponsored this week by Journey. This month, we're giving away Apple's latest iPhone 13 to one lucky reader to help celebrate the launch of the latest Journey cases from our friends at A-Logic. Designed to protect, the new Journey lineup of iPhone cases can withstand falls of up to 6 feet, and they're designed to age beautifully with high-quality leather that gets softer over time and ages with a unique look. They include very minimal branding for a clean and modern design, and they come in at just 0.07 inches at its edge. These are some of the slimmest leather cases on the market, and they even include a built-in array of magnets to support all of Apple's MagSafe accessories. You can get 10% off the new Journey cases for iPhone for a limited time with code JOURNEY10. Learn more and enter the iPhone 13 giveaway at the link in the show notes below. Rounding out today, we have more details about the ongoing struggle of Peloton and the potential for an Apple acquisition. In a new note to investors over the weekend, analysts at Wedbush said that they would be shocked if Apple is not aggressively involved in the bidding for Peloton. Wedbush's argument is that there are multiple different ways Apple can integrate Peloton to its existing ecosystem. including for Apple Fitness Plus and the Apple Watch, but also that if Apple were to lose out on Peloton and the company gets acquired by another competitor like Amazon or Nike, it could pose a risk to Apple's long-term business model for its healthcare and Apple Watch segments. But as strongly worded as this investor note from Wedbush is, there's still no actual evidence to indicate Apple is involved in Peloton acquisition talks, or even evidence that Peloton itself is interested in selling. As of right now, there have been reports that Nike and Amazon are internally discussing a potential deal, but it's unclear if Peloton would even entertain an offer. In fact, building on this, Peloton today announced a range of changes to its business, including that co-founder and CEO John Foley will step down, and that it has already hired Barry McCarthy as its new CEO. McCarthy has previously served as the CFO of both Spotify and Netflix, and the announcement of a new CEO could indicate that Peloton isn't looking to entertain an acquisition at present time. Peloton will also cut around 2,800 jobs, which comes out to 20% of its corporate workforce, and it will cut around $800 million in annual costs. So it seems like Peloton is planning to move forward as an independent company, and this announcement could finally put a rest to all of the speculation that Apple could actually acquire the company. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.